Today's program has been brought to you by Underground Meats, an American producer of handcrafted salami and cured meats in Madison, Wisconsin. For more information, visit shop.undergroundfoodcollective.org or stop by their butcher shop in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
p.m. Welcome to Metropolitan Ave. I'm your host for the next 40 minutes, DJ Lady DM. If you're tuning in for the first time, Metropolitan Ave brings you the best independent musical talent, most of whom are discovered performing in non-traditional venues here in New York City. If you miss our live broadcast, you'll find us archived on the heritageradionetwork.org website. And for those of you on the go, pick us up as a podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Tonight's in-studio musical guest is Merrily in the Poison Orchard, who will be performing live. Hi, Merrily, and welcome to Metropolitan Ave.
Hello. Hey. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, who's in the studio with us tonight? Please introduce yourselves, name, and instruments. Let's start with you.
All right, I'm Merrily Rosso. I'm lead singer, songwriter, piano. Not tonight, but usually.
Hi, I'm Rafael Montoya. I'm bass and backup vocals.
I'm Adam Bellard. I play guitar and I sing backup vocals.
Hi, I'm Ali Hirvonen and I play guitar.
Awesome. I would love to let our audience hear why I asked you to come to the show tonight. Do you have a song for us?
Yes, we do. This is Knoxville, Tennessee.
Check in for one night. Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm so lonely. It's the saddest love song.
What was the name of that song?
That was called Knoxville, Tennessee. Thanks.
I'm not supposed to do that, but I keep breaking my own rules.
It's okay.
I know you all hail from different parts of the country and the world. How does the indie music scene here differ from the cities that you come from? You can all take a turn speaking, actually. We have enough time.
Okay, well, they're all looking at me, so I'll start. I did most of my music before I came here in Phoenix, Arizona. I grew up in Oregon, but I was in Phoenix for a long time. There's a great music community there. It's kind of small, a lot of really talented people. We work together a lot. That's kind of a difference I've noticed. It's harder to find that community here. It's just so spread out. There's so many people doing so many things. So we've talked about ways to kind of bring that together a little bit more, which is kind of exciting. It's a challenge, but, you know.
And you know your bassist as well from Phoenix.
Sort of in a roundabout way. Marilee used to play in a band with my older brother, Michael Montoya, in a band called Fatigo a while ago. And so she was playing keyboards for him and backup vocals.
Right.
And he gave me a call. Because I just moved to New York, and he was like, hey, my friend Marilee's moving there, and she wants to play music, and she needs a bass player. And, you know, I kind of was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to play bass. And we'd never met before then. The first time I actually met Marilee, she was dressed up in a Prince outfit. And so it was like...
Do tell. Like, what's this about?
I was like, this is
It was
my
Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I don't just do that.
Yeah.
So your anniversary is coming.
No, so yeah, it was like a Halloween party, a pretty lame Halloween party. But like, she made... The night with her
I'm gonna
costume.
Say except for that costume
with my pencil thin mustache.
Yeah, I was like, well, I guess this is the girl I'm gonna play music with from now on. So
then you guys ended up making a commune, more or less.
Yeah, we
it's
do.
It's kind of developed into that. I mean, like, you know, we've had a number of musicians, and then we got rid of some, and we needed to add some musicians, and that's how Adam kind of came into the band, because I knew him from New Orleans from playing. When I used to play kind of in the indie scene down in New Orleans, that's how we sort of met. So,
Adam, tell us about New Orleans.
New Orleans is great. I was there this morning.
You just came back to New York.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I flew in this early flight, 6 a.m. flight this morning. So New Orleans is great. you know, I met Raph there, but I was pretty much a jazz musician in New Orleans. More or less, you know, I studied jazz in New Orleans. I played jazz 6 or 7 days a week for a living. And then I moved up here to come get a master's degree in jazz. And now I'm like in an indie rock band. I go back to New Orleans. People, oh, what are you doing? Are you playing at, you know, Smalls Jazz Club? Are you playing at, you know, all these other, you know, who are you playing with? Indie rock band, and it's awesome.
And that was Adam, by the way, because you all couldn't see doing the slide guitar work on that last song.
Yeah,
he's good at that.
Yeah, it was the guitars were very warm. I wanted to talk about instruments, but in a minute, Ollie, where do you hail from? I'm going to make you talk.
I'm from Helsinki, Finland. And I moved to New York 2 years ago, actually, to go to the same school that Adam went to.
Which school is that?
That's Manhattan School of Music. We both did our master's degrees there in jazz guitar. So that's that's how I know Adam from there, and then that's how I kind of ended up in this group.
Let's talk about the commune for a minute.
Oh, yeah,
because that's also a very funny story.
So Raphael and I, 3 years ago, we got this apartment out here in Bushwick, main level with a basement we could use, you know, practice space, backyard, just really sweet big space. Big. And then recently we found out the neighbor next door, same apartment, was moving out. So we kind of just swooped in, me and Ollie and Adam all swooped in there. So we're all basically in the same building now. Yeah. And we have practice spaces on both sides, and we talked about knocking out some walls, you know.
I think it's going to be more of a competition of whose practice space is going to be better now.
So in essence, it sounds like you've created some community for yourself.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's been good so far.
No noise complaints from each other yet.
No.
There have been a few. But I live above Merrily, so it's always, do you have to stomp when you practice?
Yeah, that's he stomps when he practices the guitar.
Anyone can take this next question. Just announce who you are, though, before you speak, because our listeners can't see who's talking. But do you guys feel like the formal music training has been a plus or a minus?
Well, I guess for me, this is Adam, the guitar player, who just finished a master's degree in jazz guitar, which, you know, has put me a financial burden on me, and also has... but at the same time, it's opened my mind up and my ears up to so much music that I would never consider to
play.
Were
you a jazz snob, basically? Are you confessing?
No. I actually kind of the opposite. Like, the school I went to, Manhattan School of Music, it's the jazz program, at least the master's end of the program, is very strangely rooted in 20th century classical music. So there was a lot of stuff like outside of the jazz world that I was not used to that really, really was very interesting. And it expanded my horizons. Now, do I use that in any way, shape, or form in like Merrily in the Poison Orchard? Occasionally, me and Ollie will like play two chords at the same time just to see, just pick a random chord.
Just to drive us fun. Crazy.
Yeah. I think it's, is it going to go on a record? I don't know. but it's been it's been a guiding force in my life because it's taken me here and I've met all these people from being here in New York because of formal education. So to me, that's the biggest benefit personally that I've gotten out of music school is meeting other musicians and, you know, the opportunities that provides.
Yeah, music is a huge wall breaker, boundary breaker. So let's hear another song.
All right. This is called Love Song.
Can I get that little one?
Yep. Our percussion for today.
Love songs anymore. All of my best friends are divorced, and Jesse's at the bar with a black eye. I joke I want to be his nurse tonight. La 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 la. Listens these days. They're at the bar trying to get laid, but a moon's in the sky, and when we walk
walk at night. He hangs on my every word. La 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 la. Everybody, la 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 la. Where is the magic now? He packed it in a suitcase when he left town. But I wanna be good, I wanna be grand. I'm better off this way. I wanna be good, I wanna be grand. I'm better off this way.
What was the name of that song?
That was called Love Song.
I absolutely love the name of the band. I noticed the lyrics are quite colorful. What's your writing process and how did you come up with the name for the band?
Well, first, my writing process kind of changes. I've had kind of a dry spell recent times, last year maybe. So I've been trying different things. Generally, though, I find, you know, kind of an idea makes its way into my mind and I kind of play with it there and then I end up writing it down and then from there I go to melodies and chords and stuff like that. I'll probably start incorporating the band a little bit more. I was used to being more of a solo artist, so I'm used to doing things that way, but I'm trying to, you know, open up my mind to that. I think it would be a good idea.
And how did you come up with the name for the band?
So the name, I'll make a really long story short. The name Merrily in the Poison Orchard kind of refers to my youngest sister, her struggle with cancer, which she ultimately lost 6 years ago, leukemia, which later we found that the orchard at the end of our street may have been tested with experimental pesticides. We noticed that a lot of people on the street had gotten sick. The name basically was a way for me to tell that story because it's an unusual name. And with my name, Merrily, which is a happy, you know, sounding name with Poison Orchard, I thought it was kind of a good juxtaposition. And people do ask us and I try and, you know, learn to tell that story. And if anyone wants to know more about that, I have a whole thing written up on our website. So,
well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, of course.
How do you describe your sound and what are some of your influences?
Well, to people who are just asking, like, you know, in a passing way, we'd say folk pop, like the two-word answer. But in reality, I think we bring a lot of things together to the table. I mean, Raphael comes from a family, you know, kind of steeped in this, I don't know what you call it, like a Hispanic tradition,
like,
of music.
Mariachi, kind of like, you know, folk.
You come from music. A family of musicians?
Yeah, like from the Southwest, like playing a lot of like Los Lobos covers and a lot of mariachi music from, you know, Mexico.
Generations back or?
Yeah. A lot of generations. Like pretty much my family on my mom's side were all mariachi musicians. And then kind of like when my dad married into that family, he kind of like assimilated to that kind of music and learned tons of music. And then kind of pass it down to me and my brothers. And so, yeah, it's always kind of the thumpiness in me, I think, comes from that with the bass playing. So that's, yeah. But and then with all the jazz that these guys know, I guess that's...
Wait. It turns into folk pop. Yeah.
Well, Adam's got like a... Like, he's one of the most soulful guitarists that I've ever met. Like, he might be white as hell, but he is like very soulful.
You might be.
I am white.
They can't see him, but...
Well, these three guys in their own right also are... They're all songwriters. and they do their own thing as well. So I think we all bring something to the table. I briefly studied jazz. I wasn't as good, you know, I had to say at one point, this isn't for me. But then I found songwriting and I'd studied classical piano, and generally I would have a piano in front of me right now. Mm. It's kind of hard not to have that, actually. It's strange. But yeah, we all have our own kind of unique backgrounds, you know. Ollie, probably from Finland, would be the most unique, I would say.
What music were you playing out there?
I was playing jazz music for like last few years. I lived there, but before that, it's mostly like heavy metal.
And tango, right?
Yeah, tango.
As long as there's a guitar involved, he was on
exactly.
You were going to say something earlier, Adam. Do you remember?
I was just gonna say something about Ole doing from
yeah. This is awesome. Yeah, I noticed like folk is the hot word out here in Brooklyn, you know, since years. So
right,
did that have an influence on the direction you guys went in or came to or arrived at? Or
I think it just, you know, in the way that you describe your music to people, and you want to have some reference there. You want to have something that they'll, you know, you don't want to say something totally out there. It's just a two-word answer, really. But we try different styles. We have some country songs, and we, you know, I grew up listening to Willie Nelson, and that's kind of ingrained in me. And I don't know, we do different things. I also, for a period of time, I was accompanying musicals, and I think that some of that musical music found its way into what we do as well. So
yeah, when I hear you, I hear a storyteller.
Yeah, I think that's where the folk idea kind of plays into it too. It's not necessarily the sound folk. It's more like the idea that every song that Marilee writes tends to be a story about something, whether it's something fictional or something that has actually happened in her life. So
yeah, and it's funny that we would say this is a folk pop band, and this is like the only time we've ever played without a drummer and with two acoustic guitars. <Okay. laughs> So it's kind of interesting, you know, an interesting new direction.
Right. I like it. I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be able to listen to the show when you're at home, and then people will see you live, you know, after we announce what you're up to, which is coming a little bit further down the script.
Right.
But that's cool. People will be surprised.
Blow their minds. Like, oh my God.
So we were talking about how your band is big on community. You created your own little home in Bushwick. What's a typical band dinner like?
Okay.
What's on the menu?
I thought about this because you have the whole food bait, you know,
yes.
That's what you do. Here's what I thought. If we all had food at home some night, I think that Raphael would grill something in the backyard. Definitely.
What would you grill?
Oh, man. I mean, a sirloin or some kind of chicken. I've been wanting to do beer chicken. We haven't gotten to that yet, but I love using my grill when I can. So, yeah, it would be either just a lot of meat.
He'd grill a shoe if nothing else was around. Be honest.
Hollywood.
I think Adam would make a pot of gumbo or red beans and rice or something like that. Adam cooks some great southern food.
What's your specialties? How do you throw down?
I'm working on gumbo. I haven't perfected it yet. I got a really good crawfish etouffee. Let's see, what else do I do?
What's in crawfish etouffee?
Crawfish etouffee is just crawfish. Some people call it crawdads or mud bugs or crayfish, probably is the more widely known. But crawfish, that's what people from Louisiana call it, crawfish. And it's a bunch of crawfish tails and a sauce that's kind of like a creamy sauce. Not really creamy. It's a creamy crawfish sauce.
Tomato based, cream based?
Cream. No, actually, it's made from a roux. To be technical.
A roux.
A roux.
What? So speak English?
A roux.
What's a roux?
A roux is a roux is really prominent in Cajun and Creole cuisine. It's like basically oil and flour cooked down, and then you add some water or some sort of stock to it, and it creates a sauce or a soup. That's it. That's roux.
Sounds awesome.
And like, you know, almost every Cajun recipe starts with, first, make a roux. So.
You first have to know what that is.
Yeah.
Ollie, what's your what do you usually contribute?
So that's the thing. Ollie and I would bring takeout. That's what we would do.
From where?
Ollie
from
would bring...
anywhere.
No, Ollie would bring reindeer in a can.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, this which sounds...
I've had.
It sounds like this has happened.
Yeah.
We had it for Christmas, around Christmas last year. Ollie's mom brought him some reindeer in a can, and we had it with lingonberry preserves. It was great.
Do you cook it, or what's the consistency? Like, is it just in lard, or...?
Yeah, I mean, like, you just warm it up, and then
that's it. Whoa. Does it get a bay leaf on it? Like...
I think we put salt and pepper on it.
Yeah.
You know, it gets lingonberry preserves on it. That's what it gets on it.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. And do you guys have any new releases, shows coming up in the next couple of weeks? Or?
Well, we have plans to be back in the studio. I've been saying that for a little while now, but I kind of, in my mind now, have a deadline for that. We have a show next week, Tuesday, the 22nd, at Pete's Candy Store, which is kind of like home for us. And we're playing with two groups based from Phoenix. One is Raphael's brother and Angie.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shoot off of Fatigo,
right,
which is a great band. Two Visions is what they're called. Before that, they're on at 9. At 8 is Dylan Charles from On the Sun. He's also from Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Well, Michigan, I think, originally, but we knew him in Phoenix.
You spoke highly of him to me before.
Yeah, he's great. And he's playing duo as well. And then we'll play at 10. So 8 to 11, Pete's Candy Store, free show next Tuesday. You can't beat that.
Awesome.
Pete's is great.
And where can people find you and your music online?
They can find us at thepoisonorchard.com. And they can find our music on iTunes or Rhapsody or any of those. CD Baby, I think, is one. I don't know. I don't even think I've used all of those. But I know that's what we're on.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, believe it or not, like, that's all the time we have. Can I get some, like, light outro music, and then you guys can go directly into your last song?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks again to our musical guests, Merrily in the Poison Orchard, Lila Salam, our videographer. I'll name all the musicians here tonight: Merrily Rosso on vocals, Adam Ballard on guitar, Ollie Hervonen on guitar, and Raphael Montoya on bass and vocals. I'd also like to thank Dedrick for engineering today's show. You'll find tonight's broadcast of Metropolitan Ave and many other great shows archived on the heritageradionetwork.org website. You can also visit Heritage Radio Network on iTunes and Stitcher. See you next week, and thanks for listening. Take it away, guys.
I decided this evening is too much for me. I'm dancing with the streetlight, and I'll dance with gin. I'll dance for redemption, and I'll dance for sin. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided this evening is too much for me. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided this evening is too much for me. We were friends, we were lovers, and all I regret is I never loved you as much as I said. Now we both have lovers, we both are in love, we both love the feeling, we'll both screw it up. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided that love is too much for me. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided that love is too much for me.
city in summer, the city it shines. The city took things that I thought were mine. But I'm tired of the swarm and I'm tired of attack. I'm leaving here, sweetheart, I might not be back. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided this city was too much for me. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided this city was too much for me. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided this city was too much for me. Come to the window, I'm on the street. I decided this city is too much for me.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.